It is NFL draft time. The Packers picking tonight. Brian Caribou joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. What do they got? The 21st pick, right, Brian?
Correct.
Pick number 21 tonight. And the draft a little bit later than in years past, which I don't know if the NFL is trying to get more buzz around it, but it seems to have not had the effect that the NFL wanted in terms of buzz. And it's also going to hurt some of these rookies and these coaches when they get these rookies. They're going to have two less weeks when they get to camp.
Yeah, you know, I think with these two extra weeks that the NFL has held out, fans just want to see the newest players in the green and gold, or, you know, whatever fan you're, or whatever team you're a fan of. You just want to see these guys in town and starting to practice and things like that. And you know, they've pushed the draft back into sweeps week, and I think that's part of the decision that'll eventually turn into more advertising dollars. So the NFL trying to be a cash cow, I think, is what's happening.
Oh, that's a new strategy from them. How when did that start? So the Packers do have the 21st pick. So it's going to be, we're going to draft about 9:30 tonight. Going to be a little later. Who are we targeting tonight? I have to think it's on the defensive side of the ball.
Certainly, defense is a bigger need than offense, but you can't discount anything from happening. If we're looking strictly at needs, the biggest need on the Green Bay Packers is probably the safety position. Last year's starter, M.D. Jennings, he left in free agency, joining the Chicago Bears, so there's a spot wide open there. Some have speculated Micah Hyde might be, you know, in the running for that position, but Packers certainly in need of depth at the very least, so at some point they'll be adding a safety. Could go inside linebacker. A lot of people feel like two guys, C.J. Mosley out of Alabama and Ryan Shazier out of Ohio State, they're both going to probably come off the board somewhere right around the 21st pick, and it wouldn't be surprising to see the Packers go with either one of those guys.
It always seems like there's a consensus among the fans and among the people doing the mock drafts of who the Packers are likely going to take. And I feel more often than not that they don't take that guy. Do you expect any surprises tonight, or would you? How shocked would you be if they didn't go defense?
You know, I think they'll go defense, but the Packers could also use a receiving threat as well, whether it's a tight end or a wide receiver. There's two guys, Eric Ebron out of North Carolina, and then he's a tight end, and then Odell Beckham of LSU. Again, two guys probably somewhere coming off the board around the 21st pick, give or take, if they happen to slide that far. It wouldn't shock me if the Packers took either one of those guys, giving Aaron Rodgers another toy to play with, another weapon for the offensive side of the football. So that's certainly in play as well.
We're talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Great to have your voice back on the airwaves, Brian, here at K107.1, as the draft is this weekend. Round one tonight, couple of rounds tomorrow night, and then they finish the thing up on Saturday. You can watch it on the NFL Network and ESPN. A lot of speculation over who the number one pick is going to be. In years past, the reports have come out. They've been leaked. They've already got a kind of a contract negotiated. I don't have any idea who's going to go number one. Any thoughts, anything that you're reading this morning?
Yeah, I have no clue either. I mean, you hear all sorts of things about who they might target, and all these smoke screens that give you the impression they're going to take one guy, or you just have no clue. And it wouldn't be unheard of if they trade out of the first pick either. If I had to guess, I think it's going to be Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end out of South Carolina. I think he's a physical freak. I just remember I watched the NFL Combine, and they can superimpose players running the 40-yard dash, kind of showing them competing against one another in a sense. And Jadeveon Clowney, despite being, you know, 250 pounds nearly, he's running stride for stride with the wide receivers and defensive backs. He's really fast. He's a physical freak, and I think he's worthy of the number one overall choice.
That pick belongs to the Houston Texans, at least at this current moment it does. I think even if you don't follow the draft that closely, the one position you do hear a lot about is quarterbacks, and you've heard from Bridgewater to Blake Bortles to Johnny Manziel, a lot of these names crossing over in the mainstream conversation right now. they could go number one. They might not go in the first three rounds. Who do you think is the best quarterback in this draft?
Personally, I like Teddy Bridgewater, and you know, the arguments can be made for all three of those guys you mentioned. When I see Teddy Bridgewater in action during games, he sure looks poised to me. He looks like he has great touch on his passes, and you know, he's not a huge time runner, but mobile enough to, you know, avoid some rushers and get the job done. He had a terrible pro day, and people are saying that his stock is, you know, dropping because of it. He missed receivers, overthrew them or underthrew them, and it's kind of weird because you're passing. There's no defense on the field, so why is he performing so poorly then, but so good in the games? It's kind of a weird dynamic, but you know, when you put on the game film, Teddy Bridgewater looks good to me. I think he's the best guy.
The only thing we do know about the draft is that we know nothing, and we're going to find out at least the first round tonight. Again, the Packers have the 21st pick. What they do with that, we'll find out. We'll talk to Brian tomorrow about it as the NFL draft kicks off tonight, again, on the NFL Network and ESPN. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, great to have you back. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Check out that website. They've been covering this draft at all angles, especially when it comes to what the Packers are going to do. Again, the website, cheeseheadtv.com.